Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we are broadcasting from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, right outside of Washington, D.C., the beautiful, beautiful Gaylord National Resort. And it's a very, very well-attended CPAC. You know, it's one of the nice things, at least for me personally, is I'm seeing a lot of people that I've known throughout the years. And in this case, I get to chat with somebody that, well, I've chatted with before, but we have not met before. But the story is such a fascinating one. And I'm just so excited about it. Andy Berger, right? I want to make sure I get it all right. I'm messing up everybody's name today. But Andy founded something called Beulah's Place. And you may or may not recall the conversation we had, so I want you to retell the story. And I also want to say it's great to meet you in person.
Likewise. It is so great to meet you, Jeff. It was such a great interview last time. Thanks for having me on again.
It is our pleasure.
So for today's listeners and everyone out there, Beulah's Place is a 501c3, and we're dedicated to rescuing at-risk homeless teen boys and girls off the streets who are either victims of trafficking or criminal activities, you know, criminally predatory activities, or they've simply been discarded or abandoned by a family unit, whatever that is these days.
Yeah.
And so they choose the streets for safety, which is a sad statement because, as you know, and as many know, the streets are really not that safe, especially for 16, 18-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, just because they have the age doesn't mean they have the ability to survive the streets. And so they're very vulnerable. And one of the reasons, as you know, I'm passionate is because I also survived, you know, trafficking before it was a term.
Mm.
And my immediate family trafficked me from 6 months to 17 years old.
I found it so painful to hear that, right? I mean, just when I heard it, and now I'm sitting with you, I just can't even imagine a family. And do you mind telling everybody?
That's fine. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I need to speak it so that other people can hopefully get help and heal. My birth mother was the primary sexual predator, and then the rest of my immediate family and extended family members. But think about the time. You know, in the 60s and 70s, people barely talked about child abuse.
Yeah.
So as long as you looked good or you had clean clothes and, you know, people didn't know anything about what happened in the house. My birth mother was a teacher. My birth father was a salesperson. On occasion, we were dragged to church. And you know, by the time I was five, the abuse, the terror, the torture, all that stuff was so bad. That was my first attempt at suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went to the curb of my house waiting for a car to be coming by. And while I was waiting and no car came by, that's in my life, that's where God met me. I just looked at this huge blue sky and I thought, wow, somebody had to make that. Who made that? How big is it? And is there something bigger than the people hurting me?
Yeah.
And so it was a long life, but I just remember thinking, if I'm allowed to live, then I'm going to do something. And that's how it went until 17, and that was the last time my birth mother tried to take my life.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so let me ask you to back up.
Sure.
5 years old, right? I've got three kids, and maybe I don't remember being five, but I certainly saw them at age five.
Sure.
Primary objectives, how to stay up late, how to get dirtier, how to get cookies, right?
I mean, absolutely.
What shows should they watch? What toys should they play with? You're 5 years old, and your thought is, oh, my God, I just don't want to be alive anymore.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more peaceful. I would never have to go to that house. And imagine this, if you're five and you're thinking, I have to get killed because if I get maimed, they have control over me. These are the thoughts because it was so bad. My first memory of my birth mother was putting my hands on the door jamb, looking into the kitchen with my birth brother and saying, what's for dinner, right? And she turned around, she had the meat cleaver in her hand, and she started screaming and yelling and raising that meat cleaver and stomping it towards us because we had put our hands on her wallpaper even though our hands were clean. She chased us through the house with that meat cleaver.
Oh my gosh.
I was probably three, maybe.
Wow. Wow. All right, now you tell us, Andy Berger is joining us. She is the co-founder of Beulah's Place. You mentioned a book signing. We're going to talk about that as well. But you endure this until you're 17 years old.
Yeah.
And I'll go out on a limb here and think it doesn't get any better in those years, right?
No, it doesn't get any better. And at some point, it was either if I live, I win. If I die, they win. And at some point, I just had to reconcile. I'd already been through so much pain taking my life. I think the last time I really considered it, I was 16.
Oh.
And I was probably depressed, you know, who knew? But at that time, I just thought, I just have to keep moving. And if I can get out, then maybe I can get safe. So
yeah.
Going to college, I was a classic overachiever, peacemaker, you know,
okay.
Didn't like confrontation,
right.
Just leave me alone, let me do my deal. And so went through college super fast, graduated in 3 years, took a little time. And now at that time, I had people saying, oh, you should honor your mother and your father and you should have a family and all these shoulds, right?
Yeah.
And I was really conflicted and I thought, you know, I'm going to go to law school and maybe if I can save other kids, that will help me. But I went to law school. I finished, but I realized that was back in the OJ and Menendez cases.
Oh, my gosh,
you know,
yeah.
It was all about power and money.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'll take my degree. I'll go back to business, and I'll be able to do more good. And that's exactly what happened.
Wow. All right. So I want to hear about Beulah's Place.
Yes.
And as everybody's listening, going, Andy Berger. There's no Beulah there. So we got to figure out what the Beulah hook is
sure,
as well, right?
Sure. So Beulah is the name of my husband's mother. So my mother-in-law, she passed a year before my husband and I met. Uh-huh. And so, but she was, if you talk to anyone, like the saint, she, you know, if she had a potato, she shared it. She taught Sunday school for 45 years and she raised three boys with her husband. And my husband was the youngest. And so I'm sure they were a handful, but she was just this gracious woman. And so it was a way to honor her.
Right.
But the other part is in old biblical times, there's a place called Beulah Land, and that's the place between heaven and earth. Well, our kids, even if they're 18, they're still between childhood and adulthood. They may be mentally ahead like I was because you have to survive, but emotionally, psychologically, you're still naive. And, and you don't have that growth that you would have had if, like with your kids, they have a great dad or a great mom or, hey, both, right? So that's kind of where it was. And then a rabbi friend of mine said it's also a pure Hebrew word. It means to bring together, to join.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do. Bring them back to community. Join them up. Get them stable so that they can move forward. They're always going to have to deal with the emotional and the pain.
Yeah.
But if they can eat, if they can sleep, if they can have a job, if they can at least function, then they have a better chance than I did. Because I didn't get help till I was in my 30s.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't an official statistic until I was in my 30s.
Gosh. You find this mission, right? I mean, that's really what it is. You're classic overachiever in college and law school and all of a sudden it's like, yeah.
Crazy person.
Got to do something else. I'm going to go save children.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, right? No, I mean, really, that's what it is. And to come from this place of terrible pain, and you reference your birth mother, your birth father, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a teacher and a salesman. Did you ever try and examine what the hell was wrong with these people?
I just think that people have three choices. They can do good with their free will, they can do evil with their free will, or they can do nothing and watch it happen.
Mm.
And I think that's what it was. Somehow I knew that they chose to do those things. It wasn't, you know, a God thing. It wasn't a me thing. Yeah. It just, it was them. But, you know, I was little. I was like a little person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't fight. And the times I tried to run, I was sent back. And, man, it was a worse payday for me. So, yeah, so it is. And they look normal on the outside. And I call them my birth family because I was blessed just before I met my husband 21 years ago. I was legally adopted as an adult.
Oh.
And so they're who I call my family. And it was a great part of my healing to have people that chose me, that wanted to provide a family for my husband to come home to.
Wow. I love that.
Yep.
I absolutely love that.
That's part of the hope.
Yeah, that there's a light at the end. That there's clearly a very, very happy second chapter
to
this book.
That's right.
I mean, that's the important part here. So, tell me a little bit about how we can help. What you're trying to do with these folks who desperately need our help.
They do. And what we do with our kids, I mean, they don't have anyone. So when we get them, we've been for 11 years all volunteer. No one gets paid. Everything goes directly to the kids in the program. That includes food, clothing, clean cell phones, college if they want to go to college, all these things. We've had 5 go to college.
Wow.
Two have graduated already.
Nice.
And so at BeulahsPlace.org, BeulahsPlace.org, people can find information. They can find out hotlines, you know, for help. And they can also donate if they like. It costs us about $1,200 to $1,800 per teen to safe house them and get them stable. So another way we're doing that is with my book that just came out a few months back called A Fragile Thread of Hope, One Survivor's Quest to Rescue, which is what it is. It's a quest. Man, I want to get I want to get as many as we can back in the fold, but 45% of proceeds go back to the victims of child sex abuse and child abuse in general.
Wow. All right. So this, by the way, first I'm hearing about the book.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. So the book is available. Where do we find the book?
Amazon.com. There's a Kindle and a paperback version, but if anyone is here at CPAC, it will be in the bookstore tomorrow, and I will be doing a book signing at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I won't be here at 1, but drop off a signed copy, will you? Because I'd like to make sure that people get it. It's a fascinating story, and fascinating is probably the wrong term because fascinating, I guess, is a movie, right? Because we know that it's, you know, people have been cast and they play a role. This is your life.
This is my life story, and it continues on because if we all do little parts, some people are like, oh, I don't want to think about it. Great, we'll write a check, buy a book, help us. 1,000 books puts 2.5 teens basically through our programs and back into community and back as renters and consumers and all of that. If they want to volunteer, they can contact me. They can email me through that. And then we also I've just started Voices Against Trafficking. If you would like to be a voice against trafficking and you might have some skill or some thought of how to participate, we want to hear from you.
Wow.
I've got meetings on the Hill with both sides, you know, of Congress.
Okay.
Because we want to create that national voice that says, hey, not in this country, no more. We're sick of this. This is ugly. This is vile. But hey, I heard that Andy girl, and I know there's hope because, you know, she did it, and she's almost 60.
So, I don't believe that for a second. It's the first lie I've caught you in. But, wow.
But, you know, it just goes to show that there can be good out of bad if we choose it. But these kids need intercessors. They need us to help. They need more people who see it to say it, to speak up. And that's what somebody always knows, Jeff. Somebody always knows when that's happening. And if we can be the saviors together, if we can be a community that says, look, I don't know much about this, I will tell you what my husband said. He practiced his proposal on the second date, and there's part of that in the book, too. And on the third date, I said yes. But he said, I don't know exactly all the things that happened to you back then. You know, he said this. He said, but what I do know and what I promise is that I will always listen and I will always be there. That's exactly what each of these young people needs.
Wow.
Someone to listen, someone to be there.
I don't know what to say other than thank you. I really don't.
It's an honor.
The story is amazing. It's and I mean the second part. The first part is horrific, but the second part is just downright inspirational. And I admire you for what you're doing. I'm hoping that we can play some small role in helping and having our listeners reach out and supported and just...
You are, just by having me on the air. You know, if everyone just did a tiny bit, we would all get there. And some kid out there is someone's child, and they're begging and praying that there's someone that's willing. They're not asking, what party are you with? What religion are you? They're asking,
right.
Please just help me.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And so the good news is we're a good community. We're a good national community.
Yeah.
We have a lot of rough stuff going on, but at the end of the day, we're the country that said we stand up for the right things.
Yeah.
And this is a nonpartisan human rights issue. So we're excited, you know, that folks like you in the media are saying, hey, we want this story. We want to hear about this. And in the book, you know, it's not just, they're not all trafficking victims. One is, and the other three are why these kids chose the streets, why they became homeless. These are not the hooligans and the criminals.
Yeah.
These are the ones that were so desperate, that's where they had to go. So how about we as a community band together and say, you know what, let's do a better job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I think that's great. And again, I'm hoping we can help in some way. Andy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Looking forward to reading the book. We're going to get all this up, obviously, on social media. And
thank you.
And I want to have you back when we've got a little more time and it's a little quieter, you know? It's
good stuff. Would love to.
That is Andy Berger, Beulah's Place. I'm going to put everything on the website and social media instead of just spelling it out here so that everybody can see what she's doing on a regular basis and perhaps more importantly, step up to the plate and give her a hand with this. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.